94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of this city. I am Juan Castillo. And, you know, every once in a while I have to stop the music to talk about important issues in our community. One of those issues is congenital heart disease. I have with me in the studio today Dr. Robert Elder. He's the director of the Adult Congenital Program at Yale New Haven Hospital Heart and Vascular Center. How you doing, Doc?
I'm doing well. Thank
wonderful,
you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So what is congenital heart disease?
So congenital heart disease is a little different than other forms of heart disease because it's a problem that people are born with. It can come in a lot of different varieties. So it may be something simple, like a valve that's a little bit different, or a heart that's not formed quite correctly. But it's a very common problem. We see it in about 1 in 100 children who are born. It's actually the most common birth defect. And because as a community of medical doctors, we've done a really good job of taking care of those, there's actually more adults who are living with congenital heart disease than there are actually children now with congenital heart disease.
So tell me what is going on in the heart?
So when you when a baby is developing inside a mom, there's a lot of important steps that have to happen for everything to be in the normal place and for all the valves to be in the normal place. And sometimes that doesn't happen perfectly. And so some children are born with concerns, like they may have trouble gaining weight or trouble breathing. They may have an abnormal sound on their heart. And that's often when they're picked up and sent to a specialist who looks at children's hearts.
So what are the kind of symptoms that moms and dads need to be looking at?
Yeah, so in children, the things that we look for, I tell parents that children need to do the things that children do. So they need to be able to grow normally, eat well, develop appropriately. They need to be breathing normally. If they're having trouble, if they're slowing down, if they can't keep up with other kids on the playground, those are often red flags. And the other thing to really be aware of is that congenital heart disease or problems that people are born with are often family affairs. So it's more common if you have other members of the family that were also born with some kind of congenital heart disease problem.
And so once it is discovered, right, what are some of the treatment options?
So we have a lot of treatment options. About 25% or a quarter of people will actually need surgery within the first year of their life to help fix a congenital heart disease problem. But we actually have a lot of other potential options on the table for us. So one of the things that we are really invested in working on is trying to offer less or minimally invasive options to treat patients who have heart issues. So for example, let's say you were born with a small hole in your heart. So 40 years ago, you might need to have an open heart surgery to repair that. But actually today, we can actually repair that in a minimally invasive way by something called a procedure called a cardiac catheterization. And in many cases, those children and individuals can have the treatment and then go home the next day.
Wow.
So we're really trying to push the boundaries to be able to do newer therapies in a less invasive way when it's possible.
And that is if you catch it early, right?
That's right.
But later on, if you catch it late, most likely you would have to have surgery?
Yeah, so that's a good question. You know, there's, I would say, a fair number, a minority, but a fair number of individuals who are born with a heart problem but don't have a lot of symptoms as a child and only present as an adult. And even when they present as an adult, there are a number of options on the table for them. There's different medicines that can sometimes help them, but in many cases, it does require a procedure. Sometimes it requires a surgery, and sometimes it's something that can be done through a procedure called a cardiac catheterization, which is less invasive.
And so, if a baby, you know, has this and he gets the treatment, right? I mean, what kind of, could he lead a normal life?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. That's one of the most exciting things about what I do is that I see parents sometimes in their worst moment and they're so concerned, and I can say to them, you know what? We're going to get through this, and your child can do very well. In fact, even the most severe forms of heart conditions as children, over 90% of those survive well into adulthood. And you know, I think it's an appropriate time to think about this with the Olympics. So there's a gold medal, 3-time winning snowboarder named Shaun White. I think a lot of your listeners may have heard of him before.
Yes.
So he was actually born with a complicated form of heart disease, something called tetralogy of Fallot. and he had a number of surgeries when he was little, but now he's up there crushing it on the half pipe, which I think is a remarkable story. And so for our families to be able to say, well, you know, although, yes, you're going to need to be taken care of and need procedures and things along the way, that you can do really well. You can do anything you want to be. You could be an Olympic gold medalist.
Okay, so so I'm a new parent, right? And I'm listening to this, right? And the baby's like 6 to 7 months, right? I mean, what should they do? Should the baby be tested for that?
Yeah, so one of the things that we have started to do in the state of Connecticut is to screen all babies before they leave the hospital.
Oh, okay.
So one of the ways that we're doing that is to measure their oxygen saturation in their blood before they leave. And the purpose of this is to try to find what we call critical or severe forms of congenital heart disease. Now, that doesn't find all of the forms of congenital heart disease. So if you're a parent and you have concerns, I think the best place to turn is to your doctor or the baby's doctor. Right, mm-hmm. So they're a pediatrician, because they're often really good at figuring out if this is something that we should be worried about and may need to see a specialist, a cardiologist like me, or if this is something that's just a more routine matter.
You're with Yale New Haven Hospital Heart and Vascular Center. Do you guys just basically deal with this? And so that's the place where folks should be kind of getting in contact with doctors there?
So we have a specific center for congenital heart disease, and I'm the director of the adult congenital heart disease program.
Okay.
Because, as I said, there are more adults living with congenital heart disease, but the Yale Heart Vascular Center offers comprehensive care for all forms of heart disease. I think one of the important things that I like to tell people is that this is also a form of heart disease. I think most of your listeners probably think of a different patient population, a little older, other risk factors, but it's important to realize that you can be born with a heart defect. In fact, it's about 50 times more common than childhood cancer.
Wow. I think
most people don't realize that. It doesn't always get the same publicity as other things.
Right. So now, do you guys have any kind of programs where you reach out to the community to get this information out, besides being on YBC, of course?
Yeah, well, this is a great opportunity to do this.
Yeah.
You know, so February is a good time to be here, because February is Heart Disease Awareness Month.
That's right.
And actually, we just had the Congenital Heart Disease Awareness Week that passed, so there's been a lot of efforts. I am on Twitter, like you, and often talk about congenital heart disease.
Awesome.
We participate in the Heart Walk. So there's a Heart Walk that happens in West Haven every May.
Great.
We always have a team that sort of sponsors congenital heart disease, and everybody's welcome. So I think there's a lot of opportunities, but this is a great opportunity to talk about something that I think is really important for people to know about.
Dr. Robert Elder, thank you so much for coming today.
Thanks so much for
all this great information. All right.
Great. It's my pleasure.
Very good. Please come back.
I'm happy to. Anytime.
Great. Juan Castillo with you. It is The Workforce right here on the Rhythm of the City, 94.3 WYBC.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.